91X News.
It's 5 o'clock on the dot and 3 degrees. There's light rain out there and a blanket of fog, along with a wind warning that is in effect for Belleville. Areas around Bancroft to Bonacle Park are in the midst of a freezing rain warning that spreads across southern Ontario. Good afternoon, folks. I'm Austin Mackay. Our top story this evening, police and Via Rail officials are on the scene of a fatality along the railway tracks at Geddes Avenue, just north of downtown Belleville. Via Rail confirms that a pedestrian was struck by a train on its way to Toronto. The incident happened just after 2 p.m. There were no injuries among the 103 Via Rail riders on board. The passengers are now being bused to their destinations, as all rail traffic between Toronto and Kingston has been stopped. There is no word on when the tracks will be reopened. A cross-examination of the half-brother to the man facing four murder charges continued today in a Kingston courtroom. Dr. Muhammad Anwar Yaqibi testified in Hamad Shafia's defense at the trial. Hamad is the son of Muhammad Shafia, who along with his wife Tubia Yaya have each pleaded not guilty to four counts of first-degree murder. Yaqibi said honor is very important to his brother Shafia, but the definition of honor is subjective. They're accused of killing three of Shafia's daughters and his first wife over a polygamous marriage issue involving family honor. The bodies were found in June 2009 in a car at the bottom of the locks in Kingston. The fifth annual Sleep Out So Others Can Sleep In event takes place behind City Hall overnight on Friday, January 27th to Saturday, January 28th. Renee Rogers has the details.
Next week, a sleepover will be held in Market Square. But it won't just be about fun and games. Participants in the Sleep Out event will spend the night in cardboard boxes in hopes of raising money for local shelters. Three city councillors plan to join the group as they've done in the past. Councillor Pat Culhane said the Sleep Out is a humbling experience.
When you come out of the box in the morning, get into your car, drive to your house, open your full fridge, turn on your tap of clean water, sleep in your clean bed, you realize that you have more than 75% of the world. It's tough to ask people to give in January, but we're doing it anyway. If you can contribute, please do. If you can just come by and wish us well, do that too. We'll take whatever help we can get in whatever form it comes.
It's not too late to participate. Pledge forms are available at the local branch of the Canadian Mental Health Association on the fifth floor of Century Place. Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
Over to some national news now. Prime Minister Harper isn't saying much about the case of a Navy intelligence officer accused of espionage. Harper says he can't comment because it's before the courts and relates to national security.
Obviously, I want to congratulate the RCMP and other security agencies in their actions here and their cooperation. But obviously, as this is a case that relates to national security and is going to be before the courts, I'm obviously not going to comment further.
But at an economic announcement today in Quebec, he offered his congratulations to the RCMP for its investigation. Defense Minister Peter MacKay is also revealing few details, saying he doesn't want to compromise court proceedings against Sub-Lieutenant Jeffrey DeLille. MacKay wouldn't confirm or deny reports that the foreign entity that allegedly received the information was Russia. The Bank of Canada is keeping its trend-setting policy rate at 1% for another 2 months and raised its prediction for 2012 economic growth slightly to 2%. Jerry Smith goes deeper.
The central bank says economic conditions around the world are deteriorating, but not necessarily for Canada. It says Canada performed better than expected in the second half of 2011, which will result in the economy returning to normal a quarter sooner than it had expected in the fall. But the bank says the output gap in the economy will not be fully closed until the third quarter of 2013. As for growth, the bank says the economy expanded by 2.4% in 2011, three notches better than its earlier forecast. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
The policy rate will slow to 2% this year before picking up steam to 2.8% in 2013. The last 2 years were roughly in line with the bank's views in its fall economic statement. The captain of Costa Concordia is now under house arrest following today's hearing. The captain stated his case by saying he saved hundreds, maybe thousands of lives by steering the cruise ship close to shore. But that was all moot after tapes revealed that he was ordered back to his ship by the judge. Today, Today, five or more bodies were found aboard the cruise ship that ran off ground off the Tuscan coast on Friday night. That brings the death toll in the disaster to 11, with 24 people still missing. Teams have been searching the ship for passengers and crew missing since the Costa Concordia struck rocks and capsized. Rescuers blasted four holes in the hull of the ship earlier today to gain easier access to the areas that had not been searched. Jim Hickey has the details that reveal the captain's side and the captain's heated conversation with the Coast Guard after he abandoned ship.
A clearly angry Italian Coast Guard commander orders the cruise ship captain to get back to his vessel and organize the rescue of passengers. Va a Porto. Go, the commander says several times.
Va a Porto.
After arguing for several minutes, the captain finally agrees.
Va bene, commandante.
Va bene, he says. Okay. Then the Coast Guard commander angrily says, subito, immediately.
Subito.
And slams down the phone. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Finance Minister Jim Flaherty is worried record low mortgage rates will force people to borrow more than they can afford. Following the Bank of Canada's decision to keep its key interest rate at 1%, the minister is vowing to intervene in the housing market if necessary. The central bank says it must keep interest rates at historic lows, even though households may be lured even deeper into debt because of the gloomy outlook for the global economy. That's 91X News to 506. Josie DeBarros has sports after the break.
I never thought I'd be here. Not in school, still looking for work, and no clue what to do about it.
Start your new direction at Loyalist Community Employment Services. Career planning specialists are ready to help you with job searches, retraining, and self-employment. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. It's time for a new chapter in your life. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or online at communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Good afternoon. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. And we start off today with sports here at Loyalist College. The Loyalist sports teams do not have games tonight, but will be busy tomorrow. Both the men's and women's basketball teams travel to Toronto to face George Brown. The women play at 6 o'clock, while the men play at 8. Going into the road trip, the Lancer men have a record of 4 wins and 7 losses, and sit 9th in the men's East Division, while the women are 5-4 and are in 4th place in the women's East Division. On the volleyball courts, both Loyalist teams will play in Peterborough tomorrow to take on Fleming College. Again, the women play at 6 and the men at 8. The men have won 8 matches and lost 4 this season, sitting in 5th place in the East Region. The women are also 5th place, with an 8-4 record. The Belleville Bulls have the night off tonight, wondering what to do next. Tomorrow night, the Bulls play the Mississauga of St. Michael Majors at the Yardman Arena. The Bulls have run into a rough patch in recent weeks, having lost 7 of their last 8 games. The losing skid has put Belleville in 3rd place in the Ontario Hockey League's East Division, and are in 7th place in the Eastern Conference. In Junior A action, there are 3 games lined up for tonight. At 7 o'clock, the Wellington Dukes play the Liflock Stars in Peterborough. At other games have the Buffalo Junior Sabres hosting the Huntsville Otters at 7:30, and the Pickering Panthers play the Whitby Fury at 7:40. The Trenton Golden Hawks are first in the East Division by 3 points over the 2nd place Colborne Cougars. There is 1 game scheduled for Empire B. The game has the best team in Division A playing against the worst. The Picton Pirates and the Napanee Raiders are set to meet in Napanee for a game starting at 7:30. The Pirates are first in the division, only 1 ahead of the Campbellford Rebels. Another game for Milos. Canadian tennis star Milos Raonic won his first round match at the Australian Open in straight sets. Raonic smashed Italian player Filippo Volandri by 6-4, 6-love, and 6-2 to advance to the next round. The next opponent for Raonic is German Philipp Pechner. On the women's side, Canada's Alexandria Wozniak advanced to the second round. Some big names scheduled to take to court tonight in the Australian Open. Second-seeded Rafael Nadal and third-seeded Roger Federer are scheduled to see action in the men's draw. And for the women, top-seeded Caroline Wozniacki will play her second match, as will third-seeded Victoria Azarenka. 18 years later, the Senna name returns to Williams. Brazilian driver Bruno Senna has signed to race for the Williams Formula One racing team for the 2012 season. Senna joins Venezuelan driver Pastor Maldonado to complete the roster for the British racing team. Bruno has 1 F1 season under his belt with Spanish team HRT in 2010 and spent last year as a test driver for Lotus Renault. Bruno Senna is the nephew of three-time Formula One world champion Ayrton Senna. The legendary Brazilian driver joined Williams himself in 1994, but was tragically killed in a crash at San Marino after only three races for the team. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91x weather.
Alrighty, Joe. So here's the scoop. Tonight, periods of rain mixed with drizzle and ending early this evening, then cloudy and 60% chance of rain, clearing overnight, low minus 11. Wednesday will be sunny but cold. We're looking at a high of minus 7. It's 3 degrees now, and that's your weather. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Austin Mackay with Josie DeBarros, 91X News.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.